We're focused on enjoying the journey versus trying to get to some specific destination. Now, we do have goals, right? We have financial goals and we have sort of milestones that we'd like to hit, but we're really more focused these days about how do we make what we're doing every day fun while still managing to make the income that we need to make in our lives to pay the bills and, you know, do cool stuff, right? But the goal now is find that balance between like having fun, but also making money, with probably more of the focus being on the fun side.
This is an intro. Intro, intro, intro.
Hustle and Flowchart with your boy,
my boy,
Matt Wolf
and Joe Fair.
Hey!
Welcome back.
Yo. It's fun.
This is fun.
It's just starting and it's fun. I don't even know where we're going to head.
Well, it's fun. Well, starting. We can give the behind the scenes. Yeah. Jacob already knows this, but before we actually hit record on the audio, we spent like 5 minutes making freeze frames for the YouTube thumbnail. We were sitting there like...
Yeah, being all goofy. So, yeah. I mean, we forget. So, we're doing all this YouTube push and all that stuff, but yeah, we were forgetting a lot about these. We just keep cycling through the same old pictures of us.
Yeah.
You know, from like years ago. And we're like, we have a nice camera. We are next to each other.
We are, unfortunately.
Let's make some dumb pictures that stand out on YouTube.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I'm sorry, Jacob. There were some bad ones in there.
Yeah.
But so, everyone will see them on YouTube soon.
Maybe Jacob could actually someday do like a behind the scenes like reel of like outtake stuff.
Yes.
Maybe. I don't know.
It's an idea. Let's let it percolate.
Don't quote me on that.
No? Okay. We'll just record you.
Yeah. What we're starting to do is on Tuesdays, we don't have guests. It's just Joe and I ranting and raving about whatever's on our minds at the moment.
Fun stuff. Interesting stuff.
Hopefully.
Thought-provoking things.
I feel like we've gotten a lot of feedback from people that like write in to support and message us on the Facebook group and things like that. Mm-hmm. Flowchartgroup.com. A lot of people message us say, I really like the episodes where you don't have guests on. You should do more of those.
So we do a bad job at picking guests is what I hear. Just kidding.
No.
I guess you want to hear more.
I think people just enjoy like the sort of banter and behind the scenes and what's going on in our business. So we've got a good topic that we'll get into here in a minute, all about how to make work more enjoyable, how to have more fun while you're doing it.
And that's what we've been focused on for, well, the whole time, but really recently, I'd say. Like, it's kind of hit us square in the eyes. We're like, okay, in the last few months.
Yeah.
And we've learned some things. So I'd like to share what we're doing, a little BTS with you. Mm-hmm. And what else? So we're going to take notes on this episode, of course, as we always do. You have action guides, so you can go to flowchartgroup.com, and you'll have the opportunity to join our Facebook group, but also enter your email in to get the notes. And you have only 2 weeks to go get them. Only 2 weeks. Like, come on, that's like light years. There's so much time. Come on. So flowchartgroup.com, you can just pause and just go head over there now. Go join the group, have fun, and get the notes. And what else?
Well, we have a sponsor, and Jacob is going to splice that in right here.
Hey, this episode of the Hustle and Flowchart podcast is sponsored by Vidyard, and this is a super easy to use, powerful video solution. It makes you super simple to create videos, actually host them ad-free, and then share them around with other people. Could be people you're inside your business. It could be maybe some prospects that you're trying to drum up leads and close some sales, maybe give some feedback to folks, whatever it might be. The beautiful thing is you can actually track performance of all of this. So you could be sharing this to one person, or you can actually share it to the world on your website. Super easy to manage all of this video content, and it's all built for businesses like you. So one of the ways that we love to use video like this is to kind of bring in some interactive video elements and video personalization. It's just going to boost viewer engagement. It's going to get them to really know, like, and trust you more and accelerate that whole bonding and the buyer journey that you might be after, and convert folks into a prospect, maybe a sales qualification, or anything else you're looking to do. That's the power of video. We use it all the time. And Vidyard makes it absolutely easy for you. So there's a special way to sign up. You want to go try it out. It's totally free today. Go to this special URL and you're going to get hooked up on us, and thank the Vidyard folks as well. So go to vidyard.com/flow. That's vidyard.com/flow, FLOW. So they're hooking you up with a free account. Go give it a shot. There's no promo codes needed. Just go to vidyard.com/flow. And you can also grab their 2021 B2B video trends guide that's going to help you with some ideas on how to really leverage video the most. So go check it out, vidyard.com/flow. All right. Thank you. Love our sponsors. Super cool. Other than that, though, like let's get into this bad boy. So we've been, we've been doing a lot of soul searching. We've been doing a lot of office searching.
Oh, I thought you were going to say therapy.
Well, yeah, that. I mean, I feel like we've been upgrading our lives in different ways. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've talked a lot about with this new office and studio that we have and the intention behind it, just to catch up anyone who hasn't heard everything. I mean, basically, we got a studio a couple months ago now, mm-hmm. built a nice backdrop and, well, kind of nice. Still has some wrinkles in the, I won't give away all the BTS.
I constructed this with my bare hands.
You did. I didn't do any of it. I feel like a chump. Or I'm the smart one in the room.
Yeah. Well, Joe went on a vacation and then I did it while he was on vacation because I was impatient.
It was my surprise. No, you were like, I want to surprise you.
Yeah. Also, I got a whole bunch of new toys and I'm like, I want to go play with my toys.
I knew there was no hope for you to like keep your hands off of the camera and like all these cool things we got here. So we talked about that on some previous solo episodes, so go check those out. But really the big thing is we're going a lot more visual focused with our content in general, YouTube being the primary place. Mm-hmm. So we got the studio, that was a big piece of it, but also outside of just the content, you know, we did this to be in proximity of each other.
And
COVID, you know, chilled out a little bit. Hopefully it stays that way. Knock on wood.
Yeah.
For the world. But we're fortunate enough where some pretty sweet office spaces opened up. Way too big for our use. But we're finding uses for it now.
Yeah, we're filling it.
We're creating stuff a here. I was going to say a fun factory, but I'm like, I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, that's you're probably going to get sued by Rob Dyrdek now.
Yeah.
No, well, that's the fantasy factory. We're going to get sued. God.
All right, well, I guess we're liquidating everything now. So
to pay our Rob Dyrdek bills.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, cut us a break, Rob, just the once. So, but this place is becoming its own. Like, we have this office we're in is bigger than your first house.
About the same size. Yeah.
It's probably large. Well, it's definitely larger than some of the condos I used to live in. So, yeah, to say that we have way too much space here is accurate. Mm-hmm. But we're slowly kind of creeping into all the corners of this place and making it our own. Mm-hmm. Probably not fast enough. If our wives came over here and they have, they're like, okay, so organization, that needs to happen. Yeah. It's kind of like a bachelor pad, but it's our own.
Yeah, it's our bachelor office. It is kind of a sort of man cave away from home.
It is, but we get a lot of stuff done.
We do. And it's a very productive man cave.
So to talk about proximity, and this leads into the bigger topic of what we're going to be chatting about here, but is, you know, with us, you and I in the same room together, not only can we knock out content like this, mm-hmm. you know, but we brainstorm. We can share notes of YouTube videos, podcasts we've listened to. And it keeps us focused on priorities. So we've been able to like chop down a lot of the stuff that we were doing kind of unconsciously or without checking in with each other. You're like, hey, are we like synced up on this? Are we going the right direction? The same direction?
Like the benefits of having this space. I think we've talked about this on previous episodes, but we can just like real quick. The benefits of having this space are things that were, I guess, intangible. Mm-hmm. I didn't see these as benefits until we got into the space. I don't know what the right wording for that is, but they were benefits that they were unrealized benefits until we were actually
unrealized.
In the space.
Wow, and, very accountant of you.
Thank you.
I think. I don't know.
Oh, man.
Unrealized things.
That just reminded me of a joke I saw a stand-up say yesterday.
is it proper to say, are we going to get sued again?
No. Somebody was, the comedian asked somebody in the crowd, he's like, what do you do? And she's like, I'm a legal assistant. And he's like, I'd be scared if you were an illegal one.
That's pretty good. Yeah. All right. And back to the podcast.
What were we talking about again?
You created.
The unrealized benefits of the space here. So one of them has been the Parkinson's law is just like huge here, right?
That's like everything.
That's the biggest thing here is that we sort of we have certain hours that we're in this office space, right? We typically, we're here pretty much every Tuesday mm-hmm. and every Thursday all day long. And then Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, we never work on Wednesdays anymore. Mm-hmm. And then Mondays and Fridays are kind of flex days. Some days we're in the office, some days we're out meeting with people, some days we could get what we need to get done from home. Mm-hmm. But Tuesdays and Thursdays we're in the office. And knowing that those are kind of our only 2 days that we know we're both going to be in the office pretty much all day, we know, okay, the stuff that needs to get done today, it needs to get done today.
Mm-hmm. Like in this window of time that we've created.
It cannot creep into tomorrow. And both of our wives are going to be messaging us at like 5:30 going, you got to get home for where dinner or whatever. So get on the road, get home. Right. So we know we have like this window of time, 2 days a week that we're going to be together and we can just knock stuff out. And that constraint, that bumper that is on us because of the office space and because of the hours that we're putting in has just like dramatically increased productivity. We're getting more done in the 2 days a week that we're here than we used to get in a full week.
Yeah, man. And not only that, but we're having a great time. And it's legitimate. So, you know, back to our soul searching or hunting, whatever we were doing. Hopefully not hunting our souls, I guess. Mm-hmm. That would be brutal. Soul hunting. Is that a thing?
I don't know. Probably.
But like, yeah, I feel like the last handful of months, we've been trying to optimize ourselves. Like, so not only our business and our workflows, because that's just an ever growing thing, you know, but I'd say lately we really realized, okay, we got to 80-20 some stuff here that we're doing in terms of our actions and do that for, you know, where we're doing this, you know, company-wide, personal, our team, you know, really getting everyone on the same page, syncing up. So it really did start with us finally getting under one roof here, focused without the distractions. We talked about that in some previous episodes.
Well, just the teamwork element too.
That's cool. Yeah.
Like there's been a few projects that we've done since we've been in this office, right? We've done a lot, man.
But we just bust them out so fast now.
I mean, we launched PodHacker, I think, the month before we got into this office.
Yeah.
But since then, we've done several promotions for Conversion.ai, for ThriveCart, for ConvertBox, for we put out an affiliate cheat sheet, little mini offer.
We promoted Rich Sheffrin, Steal Our Winners promotion with Jay Abraham. Yeah.
We've put all these like promos together, and the way they've kind of gone down is you and I are in the office. We actually have a whiteboard of pretty much all the priorities in the business right now, and we'll point to one and go, okay, let's knock this out.
Yeah.
And we're like, okay, cool. I go to my computer, Joe goes to his computer, I start working on things, and I go, hey, Joe, can you get me this? Joe's like, Matt, sure, but you get me this. And then we're kind of sending files back and forth to each other via Slack, even though we're like right next to each other. And like, next thing we know, we're like, it's been 3 hours and we just built an entire funnel. Let's go to lunch.
Yeah. Let's go to the taco shop, which that, my friend, was that's a productivity booster, if I will tell you any.
Tacos?
Well, we don't really order tacos. We order big, fat California burritos.
Well, I either get a burrito or rolled tacos, depending on how hungry I am.
All right, y'all. If we're in San Diego, this is like the mecca for really good Mexican food in America, I would say. Well, this is what we've been
told.
Some
of the Texans might disagree, but...
Well, you know what? Come over here and we'll... I appreciate
you. I will shove a burrito down your throat and prove it to you.
Can't even really find them in Texas. I mean, I'm sure they're out there, but here they're abundant.
Well, Texas is way more about tacos.
Tex-Mex.
Yeah.
I mean, they got their own style. It's good. I'm not knocking it.
I'm just saying,
if we're talking about like... I guess we all have our unique styles.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, the tacos in like Austin.
Yeah. They're great. Oh, of course. I'm not knocking it.
Yeah. I mean, you can't
Austin's
get...
Austin's a whole another level
of food. You
can't
get street tacos like that in San Diego. Maybe down in TJ, but...
Yeah, totally. But yeah, okay, San Diego is lacking on the street.
We got the burritos covered.
We have the taco shops covered.
Yeah.
And that is truth, because if you just go an hour north of San Diego, you lose touch of most taco shops and really good Mexican food. So it's in our bubble.
Yeah.
We grew up here, so we're a little biased maybe. But
not at all.
But I'm saying like the taco shop that's literally like 5 minute walking from here. I used to live actually down the street. I was addicted to this place. I would go there multiple times a week, like every single night, that is, in some form or day. Now we do that here.
Yeah.
We might burn through our bank account, and if Heather's listening, my wife, she will be angry. she's like, it's Mexican food. It's so good, and it makes me happy, and it makes me productive.
Well, let's be fair. We're in the office mostly 2 days a week, and we probably only get the taco shop one of those 2 days, so we're eating it about once a week.
They happen to be the days I choose to work out, later in the evening or in the morning or whatever. Got to work off that fat burrito. That California burrito, if you have never tried one, locate one somewhere.
Preferably in California.
Yeah.
Don't trust the ones in.
If you're in New York and you order a California burrito, you don't know what you're getting.
I'm sorry, New Yorkers, but I would never touch a Mexican food. Ever. All right. We're going to enjoy the journey.
We are going to enjoy
because that's what we're chatting about right now.
Yeah.
That's really the topic that we're talking about. And we've been on this hunt, I would say, to create the most epic journey for ourselves, our family, our you listening, watching, everyone involved, anyone in our wake or ripple. Mm-hmm. Well, not wake, because that's like behind it. That's not like that. Like we're it's a ripple.
Yeah.
We're all surrounded by just amazing folks, and I think that
anybody journey, floating on our tide.
Yes. But it's our tide, dude. Because
all the tides rise together. It's all of our tides.
Oh, it's all, see?
Because all the tides ride together.
That's what I would, yes. And that's so damn true. I mean, think about like the people we've been collaborating with lately. We just spoke at Robin Kennedy's Inbox event.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're the emo marketing show podcast. Shout out to our boys
there. I actually
there.
Think that was probably one of my favorite like virtual summit kind of sessions we've ever given.
Agreed.
Like, it was just a really, really fun session. So if that replay is available and floating around out there, sign up for it.
The link is somewhere in our show notes.
If we have a link, it'll be there.
But either way, Email Marketing Show is a great one. It's a podcast. Go check it out. But yeah, we did that talk. It was an hour. It actually flew by and we weirdly had like 15 minutes to just BS afterwards, like while on stage. Quote-unquote stage.
Yeah.
But it was great, and people were lighting up, and we were looking at the comments, and it was not everyone was a podcaster because it was an email marketing event, but we saw like every single comment was just like massive takeaway. Oh, I don't do podcasts, but this just got me to think how I can, like, we're talking about how to basically create a journey, which is ironic because we're enjoying the journey in this episode. But we talked about a journey that you take people through with your content online and then how you monetize, you know, grow your list along the way. And, people are just like blown up, but I think we were having a lot of fun.
Yeah,
like the fact that it was the first time we were together, I think we were just like, we were literally having fun. We have stickers.
We'll get into this.
We'll get into, there's a sticker in front of us. That, this is going to be fun!
Yes.
But we'll talk about that more. But I think that carried over into the energy we brought, and we involved the crowd in a way that I don't think we were really planning on doing. And it seems like it showed.
Yeah.
So it was just really cool. I think there's like more of an impact with the stuff that we were not really saying, but it was how we were approaching it.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I think that's what we should, you know, get into that.
The
approach that we're having is more about we're focused on enjoying the journey versus trying to get to some specific destination. Now we do have goals, right? We have financial goals and we have sort of milestones that we'd like to hit, but we're really more focused these days about how do we make what we're doing every day fun while still managing to make the income that we need to make in our lives to pay the bills and, you know, do cool stuff, right? But the goal now is find that balance between like having fun but also making money, with probably more of the focus being on the fun side.
Well, that's the thing. I think that's what we've realized lately is the more we contain our work time, you know, and prioritizing the fun, that is. The more we prioritize fun, the work is going to find its place.
Yeah,
and it's going to be trimmed down to the absolute necessary things that are going to move the ball in the right direction.
Well, and the fun becomes essentially the content that drives everything, right?
For
like
sure.
Right now, making this, we're having fun, right? We're screwing around. We've made jokes already. This is the conversation Joe and I would be having if we were sitting across this each other from a taco shop right now. We're just recording.
Why don't we have burritos in front of it? It would be a very messy podcast.
Yeah, you'd hear us chewing and burping and stuff, but
Chicken would have a great time.
Yeah.
I'm sure AI would take care of that these days.
Yeah, maybe. You know, it's, we're just having a lot of fun with it, and that's kind of been the main focus. And we were watching a YouTube video earlier, and one of the points, I already forgot the YouTuber's name.
Oh, I don't even know his name. Yeah, it's actually on the screen. If you want to keep talking, I'll go find it.
Yeah, don't worry about it. We'll link it in the show notes. Okay. so there was we were listening to this podcast or this YouTube video, and the guy was basically talking about how there's kind of these two approaches that you could take when it comes to like enjoying the journey, right? One of the approaches is figure out what you absolutely love to do, and then figure out how to do that for a living, right?
Your computer monitor was off, by the way, so I was like, I'm not going to break into his computer.
Yeah, no. we'll link it in the show notes.
It's all good.
and we'll link to the YouTube video from this YouTube video as well. But there's basically two ways to enjoy the journey, like figure out what you love and then do that for a living, right? That's kind of like common, rah-rah, motivational speaker wisdom that you get a lot.
Do what you love.
The problem is that's not available for most people, right? Most, like, you know, the things that I'm the most passionate about are probably playing guitar.
Yeah.
I like tech and gadgets and building stuff. I like puzzles. Uh-huh. You know, I do a lot of like jigsaw puzzles and yeah. Rubik's cubes and
remember we talked about this the other day. You solve problems.
Yeah, I'm a problem solver. I like to, like, that's what lights me up, right? But I'm not going to go and make my riches by playing guitar. Like, it's very, very unlikely that that career path is going to pan out for me,
right?
It's very, very unlikely that doing jigsaw puzzles is going to pan out for me
Twitch,
as a career.
Bro. Twitch, people are pulling it off. They're building Lego set. Your kids could be making money right
it's
now.
It's true. They, you know, their generation, but the problem is most people don't want to watch an almost 40-year-old.
Or maybe they do. But you're right. I mean,
well, so that's one path, right?
You're right-ish, but yeah.
No, you can make money doing what you love. But I feel like that's more of the outliers to figure out how to do that. That's like the top 1% of every sort of specialization. And even like the top 1% of some things don't even make that much money. Like, I was listening to a podcast about professional bowlers. Like, the top of the top of the top, like, most well-known bowler makes like $56,000 a year or something like that.
And it's crazy. Yeah, I thought it was a little higher, but maybe it's right. It's lower than six figures, I thought, or maybe it's a six-figure salary. Yeah. That's insane.
Yeah.
And that just shows, yeah. And so you can do what you love, but let's don't think you're going to be the next LeBron or whatever, getting paid, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars for doing what you love that you might happen to be pretty good at.
Right.
Yeah. Jigsaw puzzles might not pay out.
Yeah. I'm still working on it. I've done a lot and nobody's paid me for it yet.
Well,
in fact, I've spent way more money than I've made off it. It's a negative ROI so far.
But how about the fun ROI, Matt?
It's there.
That's what we're talking about. Yeah.
And then there's the second route, right? The second route is kind of the route that we followed, which is, you know, get on your career path, find the things that you can make money with, and then somehow pivot it into the thing that you enjoy. Make it more enjoyable, make it something that can be really fun, right? Like, for the most part, we do affiliate marketing, we do SEO, we do paid traffic, we create a lot of content.
Yeah.
Like, on the outside, if I was just to tell you that's our business, we do a lot of marketing through advertising and SEO and content, most people would be like, it kind of sounds like a boring job.
Well, or confused, like, I don't know what you do.
Yeah, exactly, or that. Yeah. But, you know, at the end of the day, we've turned that business model into something that we have a blast doing.
Yeah.
Like, the affiliate stuff that we promote, we always turn it into something fun. We make videos, we inject our personality, we screw around, we make it real fun.
Yeah,
when we make this kind of content, we screw around and we make jokes and we're lighthearted and we don't take it too seriously. When we go on virtual summits or when we speak live, anybody who's ever seen us do that, we do the same thing on stage. We screw around, we have a blast, we just don't take it that seriously. And the fact that don't take it that seriously and we just see it as like, cool, let's just go have fun with this stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what actually I think attracts people to us.
Yeah, think about all the presentations we've given. You know, it's always best when both of us are on stage because it is this dynamic thing. Mm-hmm. I think for a while, at least I was in my head, I was like, oh, you know, people think I need Matt right here. You know, like, I can't speak myself, you know. But at the same time, it's like, it's like this improv thing going on, I feel like this is what happens naturally between us because we've been doing pretty much similar stuff for over 10 years now.
Mm-hmm.
We know what you're like. I know your patterns of thinking and kind of.
What am I thinking right now?
I don't know, but you're just thinking. But there's times you can't catch me like that, man. You can't call me out on this.
You were just supposed to. This is how that bit was supposed to go. Supposed to say
thinking about burritos.
Something like that. Burritos, and I'd have been like. Yeah, that was it.
Bingo.
Even if it wasn't.
Sorry. Let's try that again in a little bit.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, like, there's this weird kind of improv thing that happens, and typically it's like there's a couple points, but we just kind of fill it with whatever we feel like the audience is wanting. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like we're kind of gauging the room, gauging each other, because like I think we both notice if we get bored with whatever the topic is, or if going too long, if I'm talking too long, I'll be like, oh, you're talking. I'm like,
Well, and there's also just sort of like natural breaking points in our content, right? Yeah. Like, a lot of times when it's sort of like the higher level, like, here's the overview of the whole thing, that tends to be more the type of stuff you'll dig into. When it starts to get into the granular, like, okay, can you break down like like how you actually make this happen, I tend to be more focused on the granular, right? Yeah. And so there's like this kind of natural discussion points where we know where that line is when we're making content, even though every time we're on stage, every time we do a summit, every time we do a podcast, it's all 100% just sort of like improv in the moment. We don't have notes or we barely even make outlines of what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, if there's slides that are limited, or they might be slides that we've used from a previous talk, which you've definitely done, like even the inbox event that we did today, those were slides we've used for some other presentations, but the presentation itself, like us talking and presenting it, completely different.
Yeah.
Different.
Every single time you're getting a different presentation. Like we don't actually do this. I mean, they might be the same slides twice, but you're not getting the same presentation twice.
Exactly. So it's not, and that's where I think, that's the beauty of, I feel like, how we've always done our content. It's how I feel like I've always wanted to live my life and kind of be flexible and not so like cookie cutter, too serious and, oh, we got to really memorize this sequence, blah, blah, gotta be perfect. It's like, there's a time and place for that, maybe a sales message or something like that. Scripted, cool. But yeah, when it comes to content like this, where it's more fluidity, going with emotions, curating content from others, like through interviews, I think it's about having fun and doing what you said, and like blending the two is what we've done. But as to your point, like not everyone can do that, but I think anyone listening here can. You know, you have a business of your own. So I think this would be a good point to maybe talk about some of the different things that we've been doing that maybe folks can test out in their own lives, their own business, and make it more of this fun, focused thing, but still get the good stuff done and be more profitable at the end of the day.
Yeah. And some of the stuff we'll reference is actually stuff that is from the YouTube video that we referenced. The guy's name is Ollie, I think. Ollie, something. But
Jacob will probably do his magic and link it somewhere in the YouTubes, and we'll again link it.
So some of the things we might say here are some of the suggestions that he made, but then we're also going to share some of the stuff that we've done around the office, you know, even before we watch the video. So, you know, some of it is going to be from their ideas, and some of it's just like, this is some of the ways we make it fun.
For sure.
So where do you want to start with it?
Let me see. I was just going to review my notes. I would say, okay, there was a point that he said, I'm going to call him Big A.
His name's Ollie.
Ollie. So he was saying, you know, like some people just feel like you need to, you know, if you have like, I said LeBron earlier, you know, like some kind of NBA person or any pro, you're trying to be the best of the best of the best of the best, you know, top pro. Not everyone is going to need to be like that, though. So we don't, like, we don't strive to be the absolute most profitable, richest marketers or ones that have the biggest audience, biggest podcast. Sure, we want to grow, but we're not willing to, basically kill ourselves in the process, sacrifice our fun, sacrifice our time with our family, the fact that we don't want to travel a lot, the fact that we don't like to work on Wednesday, or we choose not to work on Wednesday so we can have more family focus time. We don't choose to do stuff really on the weekends, and we get invited to a lot of masterminds, and even this last weekend, our buddy Rob, I'll just Rob Burns, love you, bro. But sorry, we had a lot of stuff going on. But honestly, the weekends, I've kind of been in the mindset of just, I want that for me. Like during the week on the work days, and there's anomalies, of course, but it's like, man, there's a reason why we put that focus. It's so we can put all of our energy into that time.
Yeah,
you know, you're talking about Parkinson's law. I think that kind of that bumpering of our workflows, it's helped me mentally so much to really do that. So, yeah, you know, I mentioned the whole NBA stuff. Yeah, you know, I mentioned LeBron being pros and the best. There's a common thing of basically it's like, hey, if you do the work, it's going to be painful now, but the payoff's later.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, that's maybe true, but it's almost like a brute force, you know? And Ollie was saying, it's like, well, that's not really what people are going to need to do for themselves.
Yeah.
Like we don't strive to be the next, you know, let's say Glazer Kennedy.
Yeah.
You know, like they were massive, you know, Dan Kennedy and Bill Glazer back in the day, like with our newsletter, for instance, we had like, when we were sending, we were modeling them a lot.
Yeah.
But we didn't really want to do that.
No,
like,
we never wanted work. we didn't want to be putting on conferences with a couple thousand people at it. We didn't, you know, that to us, we want that balance of like, all right, we want to make a good living. We want to we want to be making really good money, but we want to enjoy pretty much every day.
And
right?
That's the key. Yeah. So Ollie was saying it's like, so the short term painful time period, I guess, like if you need to sprint to something, like it might be worth it depending on what your goals are in your life. But it's not like you always have to do that. And I think a lot of the self-help or whatever, you know, rah-rah motivational stuff, which is like, just push through, just go, go, you know?
Yeah.
But like that doesn't hit for me. That's almost too much of a forceful energy or whatever for, you know, me.
Yeah, the whole like work like nobody won't right now so you could live like nobody can later or something like that. You've heard all those quotes, right? And like, yeah, I guess that kind of works for some people, but sure. I kind of want to live how I want now and also later.
In the future.
So later's not guaranteed. Yeah. So, you know, like let's have the fun now also.
and so the point, yeah, Ollie was saying is more learn to enjoy what you're doing in the moment now that you're in right now. And you know, a lot of what we were talking about, like hacking away, and this is what Ollie says in one of his points too.
Ollie Abdaal is his
Abdaal?
Name.
Yeah. It's all coming back. Oh, no.
No, I looked it up on my phone.
Cool.
Sorry. I wasn't texting people. I was looking up his name.
I saw. That's good. Smart. Ollie Abdaal.
Yeah.
Cool. So, yeah, he mentioned also like hacking away at your actions. So, the actual things you're doing.
Yeah.
We've talked about that previous episode or two.
Yeah. Basically, 80-20. Doing the 80-20 analysis. And the way he worded it, I really liked his wording. He worded it into cut out what's not meaningful.
Oh.
And I like
that. Did he define meaningful? I mean, I guess you
can. No, I sort of defined meaningful myself of like, you know, make sure the tasks you're working on are meaningful, but meaningful could be all sorts of different variations, right? Yeah. Is it meaningful to me personally? Is this something that I'm finding joy and satisfaction out of, right? That can be one term of, or one way of looking at meaningful, but it also could be meaningful towards your business. Is this task that I'm doing every day actually moving the needle to make us more money, get us a larger audience, you know, push in the direction that we want to push the business in? If it's not meaningful to me personally, like I don't get satisfaction out of it, and it's not meaningful to the business, it's not, you know, driving the business forward, and it's not meaningful to my health, it's not making me a better person or a healthier person, why is any of that kind of stuff in my life at all?
It's true. So it's like a contextual thing,
you know?
It's like, how does this fit into my life?
Yeah,
how does it have meaning? And I think I was telling you the other day, I was kind of spinning around mentally a little bit, and I was like, what the heck? And it was just random stuff that I thought I had to do and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about my thoughts. I'm like, where does this all come from? It's just my thoughts. Okay. But I need to categorize these thoughts, like dump them. It's kind of like getting things done, the GTD method, throw it down on paper or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, what you're going to do after that is basically categorize them, put them in buckets. And it's like, we just leave them kind of going unchecked in our mind and could lead to brain fog or, you know, anxiety or whatever, depression, if you're thinking in the past, you know, or on this point about actions, it's like, if you have all these actions unchecked, you know, like you're just doing stuff to do stuff because you think other people, you know, people say, hey, repurpose your content over here because it's going to blow you up on YouTube or Facebook or Instagram. It's like, well, we chose to cut Instagram for the most part, I think.
Yeah.
Other than just like automate some of this stuff.
It's or like, if I'm on like a vacation or something, I might throw little clips of like my trip on Instagram, but that's about it. But it has nothing to do with business. Yeah.
Yeah. But and the point is, it's not meaningful for our business to be on there. I mean, other people like, so many people say, I know Jamar the other day, Jamar John Johnson, he was on the podcast. He's like, man, you got to be on Instagram for all these. I'm like, yes, probably. But I mean, I think you got to pick your battles, you know?
So. And I think Instagram is a great platform for a lot of businesses.
Oh,
it just hasn't been for ours, and we're not willing to put in the effort to get it there right now because
the energy into it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, right now we're putting a lot of attention and momentum into YouTube, and we're putting a lot of attention and momentum into SEO, and a lot of attention and momentum into growing our podcast.
It's all working.
It's so all that stuff is working. So like, there's not really a lot of bandwidth left to focus on other things. If what's working, if doubling down on these things is working, why would we add more things into the mix?
And Jamar, appreciate you, man. I want to keep hearing what the good stuff is there. But
for some people, it might be like Instagram, a YouTube channel, and Twitter is their bread and butter.
Hell
keep doing that. But for us, we couldn't get Instagram to work. I love Twitter. Twitter's like my favorite social media platform.
I gravitate to Twitter like just organically now.
Yeah.
Like over Facebook, over anything.
I can't get engagement on Twitter. If I tweet stuff, like Joe might like it and retweet it, but
yay!
I don't get engagement on Twitter, you know? Like,
let's change that, y'all. Find us on Twitter. We're going to blow that stuff up.
Yes.
Search our names. All right. So point of all this, though, is, yeah, find something meaningful with the actions that you're taking. And like Ollie was saying, you know, part of really enjoying what you're doing right now is making sure you're doing the right things.
Yeah.
Don't just do everything, because I know me, I am one to want to do a lot of stuff because I'm curious as hell. And I know you are in your own ways, too. Mm-hmm. And we'll just go in these rabbit holes. But then that quickly will, for me, sometimes have my mind go so deep down that rabbit hole, I'll just totally forget about the priorities I had to do that day. I'm like, yeah. Oh, shit. Like, there's all this stuff that, like, either going to get us paid, our team paid, or other, like, you know, very key actions that people are relying on us mm-hmm. to do. So that's why, you know, we've really cleared out what we shouldn't be doing first.
Yeah.
80-20 the heck out of everything. Put it on a board in our office so we have like a game plan.
We literally have a board. Maybe we'll take a screenshot of it. Maybe we won't. Yeah. I don't know if we want all
it's
this.
It's just a board with the key things we're doing.
That's basically, it's got like the sort of, we've got three buckets in our business: Hustle and Flowchart, Pod Hacker, and then our affiliate marketing stuff, right? Those are the three buckets. And then under each bucket, it's like, these are the main priorities for each bucket. And there's only a few things in under each thing. And that's it. So now we have the ability to use that as like a filter. Yeah. Like, here's my list of things I need to do today. Run it through the filter of the whiteboard. Does mm-hmm. this benefit any of these three buckets? No. Okay. Then it's not that important.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Yeah. Yeah. And I think we even lined out the board in one of our previous episodes too.
We might have. So, yeah.
If you want to go maybe one of those back, you can check out more detail. But yeah, it's been helpful, man, to... It syncs us up, so we're in proximity, like mm-hmm. we said. We're focused on the actions, and these are all things we've kind of chatted about before. But and, you know, we have this board to keep us on point. And then at the same time, I think we've been really optimizing ourselves mm-hmm. to think clearer, you know, to kind of, I think, interact with their own thoughts a little clearer, and mm-hmm. because they're contained, I think, you know, with all these things we've been mentioning, there's a lot of, I think there's just a lot of mental clarity, and mm-hmm. that allows, I know for me, to just kind of almost naturally have more fun
yeah.
with stuff now. It's, for me, I think it was just like a letting go thing and realizing, I'm like, wow, okay, if I actually do focus on the fun and still like help a lot of friends, or to go mastermind over here one day, go have lunch up here with friends, business partners, like everything else is still going to be fine. Like, our team is on point doing the key actions. Mm-hmm. We are as well. Mm-hmm. And it's like, there's no rush.
Yeah.
And yeah, for me, I know that was one of the biggest challenges for me, is feeling like I could let go of some of these things that I was like holding on too tight.
Yeah. I mean, there is an interesting thing that sort of happened to me mentally as we started to grow our team, is in the beginning, I really, really held on to roles, and I was like, mm-hmm. I don't want to let other people do this role. I want to hold on to it for whatever reasons, you know, it's faster for me to do it myself than to teach other people. It's, you know, nobody can do it better than me kind of thinking. I had a lot of tasks like that. And then as I started to let sub go, I still kind of wanted to micromanage a little bit. Mm. I still wanted to kind of poke my head in there. And then when I like finally just went, no, I'm ignoring that stuff. It's off my plate. It's somebody else is handling that. Uh-huh. I need to trust them to handle it. And as soon as like, I don't know how I made the shift. I think it was just kind of a time thing. I think it was just the passage of time. I got more and more comfortable with it. But once my head kind of flipped to like, they've got it. They've got it covered. I'm confident. I trust them. Then like, it just... like changed my world, because now mm-hmm. now there's a lot of things that I used to just kind of have running in my subconscious all the time of like, this has got to get done, this has got to get done, this has got to get
done.
That's
exactly it.
All that stuff is just not processing anymore.
Well, you're now, you can't get out of this role in our business, but as the CFO, I mean, the chief farting officer, that's just what you do. You can't drop it, man. Yeah, yeah, the wrong pads are there. I know what you're trying to do. You're slowing the trigger. It's too late.
The moment is past.
It's past.
I didn't even hit the right button either.
Wasn't me this time. Yeah, that's for you. All right. It's good, though. But you're right. Letting go, man. It's tough. It's tough for everybody in their own ways, in our own ways. And I think for me, it was more of a subconscious letting go is the toughest part for me.
Yeah.
Yours might have showed up a little bit more like, what? No, right? Well, I don't know. They both show up, obviously, because they're how we show up in life and business. But yeah, definitely the subconscious thing, man, it can eat at you. And that's exactly what we've been attacking, though, lately.
Yeah.
With we got to give shout outs to our buddies at Alpha Hippie. And we're going to have Angelo Cisco back on the podcast. He was on a couple years back, I think.
Yeah.
Like ages ago, and he's definitely changed a lot of what he's been doing. And so they've kind of taken us under, we're actually collaborating quite a bit. We're helping them out with the marketing side of stuff. They're helping us out with their Alpha Hippie stuff.
Yeah.
You should definitely check them out. IamAlphaHippie.com. And spell hippie with an IE at the end. I'm dumb and always spelt it with a Y. I always wondered why my emails would bounce. Yeah. True story. So, but there's a lot of mental stuff, you know, and really understanding how we show up, what our purpose is, you know, how just like the different thoughts that we have, what they mean.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's I think understanding our minds and our thinking patterns,
mm-hmm.
The inner critics, stuff like that, the things that tell us that we're not good enough, we're not heard, we're not loved, we're not seen, whatever it is. Like we all kind of share almost all of these in some way.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it seemed like because we were doing some group sessions with folks, you know.
Yeah.
And that, I think, allowed us to start releasing. It allowed me to start releasing some of the subconscious shit that I was holding on to. Like, I have to do this. I got it. Like, whoa, hold on.
Yeah.
That's just some crazy person inside my mind saying I got to do this stuff or feel guilty about doing this while, you know, whatever, my family's doing this or you're doing this thing or, you know.
Yeah.
It's just all BS stuff unless you check it.
I know. So for me, where I've run into, I mean, not issues isn't the right word, but it's the best I've got right now. Where I've run into issues in the past mm-hmm. is... where I just totally like blanked out on what I was about to say. What was the prompt you were just talking about right before this?
I was talking about the patterns in our minds, the subconscious stuff unchecked, the inner critic. Mm.
Shoot. I totally lost my train of thought. I was going to make a comment about that. And then
We'll keep chatting about it because the point of it is kind of saying is that, you know, the Alpha Hippie guys over there, you know, mm-hmm. I wanted to shout out A, because Angelo is coming back on the show. Mm-hmm. So it should be released soon. Mm-hmm. He's just like, I think he's 37, but he's wise, like an elder, like a vast elder. I mean, that's your age, right? 37.
I'm 38, but yeah.
Oh, he is not your elder, but he is. But no, it's just like, that's why we want to bring him back on the show, but we've been working with them closely, and a lot is to, yeah, you got it?
I do remember what I was about to
say. There you go. So yeah, that's why we're bringing him back on. That's why we're working with them closely, and it's really cool to be able to exchange each other's skills. And this is something Angelo brought to me, is like mm-hmm. instead of money exchanging, you know, that's one way of exchanging energy or currency, obviously, or whatever, but to get something done for each other.
Mm-hmm.
But when there's this cool, I wouldn't even call it barter, but it's just an exchange of cool shit, like our knowledge, our passions to each other.
Right, right.
It pays off. And I think that's been a big reframe for me and us, I think. With how we approach everything.
But yeah.
Hit me.
Yeah. I mean, what I was about to say I think the issue that I tend to run into is the need to feel busy all the time mm-hmm. and productive in some way in our business. And so I think a big struggle that I had with some of the transitions that we're doing recently, where we're not working so much on Wednesdays, Mondays and Fridays are a little bit more flexible.
Earlier, you said we're not working at all on Wednesday.
Yeah, well, we're not working at all on Wednesdays, but some calls creep in every once in a while.
I'm showing you the rock eyebrow right now. I don't know if I trust you anymore, Matt.
Well, I usually have a call with Joe Kearns on Wednesdays.
No, yeah, mm-hmm. And let's be honest. On Wednesdays, I'm definitely doing some email checking and all that stuff, some light things, but yeah. It is definitely not a focus.
Yeah, no more than an hour in a Wednesday. honestly, I don't think I've put in more than an hour on a Wednesday in a couple months now.
100%. Just had to clarify that.
Yeah.
That's all.
But I think the hardest part for me is like those Mondays where they're kind of more flexible, the Wednesdays where we're not working, the Fridays that are a little more flexible. If I'm not doing something, there was like a little bit of guilt that would creep in. Like mm-hmm. I should be doing something to push the business forward. And I literally would do this. I would go and look at my task list and be like, what was I doing this time 2 months ago? Mm. Because I was looking for tasks to put on my plate because I felt like I needed to keep on moving forward on something. So I would literally go back and be like, what was I doing 2 months ago? Maybe there's a task there that I should be doing that I'm forgetting about. Mm. And I'm looking for stuff to add to my plate just so that I have something to do that's progressing the business.
That is a freaking dirty thought.
Yeah. In your mind. And so
like a bad.
And so like for me, that's been the hardest part about taking more time off is like, okay, I don't really need to be working, but I probably should be. So what should I put on my plate today?
Yeah. Oh, it's Yeah, I think that's so common, though. Again, it's the never-ending to-do list. It's the thing thinking that everything is important.
Yeah.
Unless we check it. But yeah, man, it's a good struggle. It's not a good struggle, but it's good you realized it.
But I honestly think when we were working with the Alpha Hippie crew, we did kind of like a group coaching session. When we were working with them, I think a lot of that stuff sort of got flushed out of me.
Yeah, man.
Like I can't really describe what that program did any better than like there was some negative limiting beliefs that were still spinning in my head. And maybe there's still, some of them are still kind of there. Maybe some of them are weaker. Maybe some of them are gone. But for the most part, it flushed them to the surface.
Mm-hmm. Brought them up, probably plucked most of the biggies out, or at least made them very aware in our minds. Yeah, same thing goes here. But we'll chat more with Angelo. So definitely check out that episode when that releases, Angelo Sisco.
That'll it's be a few be, weeks out. Yeah.
Yeah. That might be a longer than normal episode potentially.
That'll be good. That'll be a good one.
He's one of those guys you like I could talk to with all day.
Yeah.
All night.
Like, oh, for sure. he's a storyteller. He seems to know a little bit about everything, almost every topic we'd bring up, he's like, "Let me tell you a story about that." And he's just wise beyond his years for sure. So that'll be a fun episode. Make sure you look out for the one with Angelo. I'm excited to share that. Let's circle back around to like creating the environment.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's talk because that has been one of the big focuses with getting this office. And I know we touched on it already, but there's sort of more micro things that we're also doing to kind of create an environment that we're excited to come into every day. And like that is a big piece for us is we wanted this office space to be like this, not like almost this like sacred place where like the days we come in, we're like, today's a office day. Like we're pumped to be in here. Like let's make this place just so much fun that on Tuesdays and Thursdays when they're office days, we're like, hell yeah, I get to go in today, right? And so we're kind of making little subtle moves to create that space where we're just like, yes, it's a freaking work day.
Yeah, it's no, it really does actually feel that way because I don't dread coming here.
No, not at all.
And I think at first we were just finding our ways and we're finding the purpose and how this fits into things, and now that we've figured out our schedule, like you said, you know, it's like for me it's like 5 o'clock out the door, some days earlier, usually not later unless there's something else we're planned for,
and podcast days might run a little longer.
The unchecked day, I guess, or the planned day. But I'm kind of giggling over here a little bit when you were saying all that because this office is still like kind of a blank slate.
Yeah.
But I think both of us now share a vision for what we want here. Yeah. And it wasn't totally clear when we
stripper moved pole
in.
Right in the middle.
Well, that's
the DJ booth.
DJ Doug, if you're listening, you have a booth waiting for you.
Yeah. Lines of cocaine just ready for us when we walk in the door.
Wow. Preset by someone.
Yeah. We have somebody come in and line it all up.
Wow.
I've never done cocaine in my life. So whatever they do with the cocaine to get it ready.
We went there. The day is young. It's barely even 1 o'clock.
How are we supposed to get the energy to do all these podcasts, Joe?
We're only doing this one today.
I know. It's true.
But that's the idea. We have a vision. Matt has a wildly different vision, it seems like.
We haven't discussed this vision yet.
We have not. No, we have not. But I think we share a vision now that I think it really has stemmed from freeing our subconscious.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about it, for me, in what you just described and what we've, like these alpha hippie dudes we've been working with, I think it's just cut a lot of the pop, 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 these little beliefs. Even Aaron File from MindFix.
Yeah.
I actually listened to a podcast with her and Angelo on his podcast.
Yeah.
And it was freaking amazing. And that should be linked in this episode because that episode, you know, Aaron's been on the show. A lot of people loved her work. And you're going to soon really love Angelo's work. And that's both of them combined, but it's Aaron actually debunking stuff in Angelo's mind.
Mm.
But it was just popping these belief bubbles. And that's attached to a pattern.
Mm-hmm.
And she will explain it way better if you go back to the episode with Aaron File. And but that I think that's what we've been doing a lot of. Like we've been attacked, like we've been attacking our patterns by a lot of different people.
Well, I think,
being one of them too, Angelo. And
I think we question a lot of like long held assumptions that we had, and we're finding out that the assumptions that we just sort of operated behind aren't always necessarily true.
Correct.
Right. So there's a lot of things like we need to work 5 days a week and we need to do it from 9 o'clock to 5 o'clock.
Incorrect.
Right. Like those are sort of assumptions that are ingrained into you throughout most of your life.
It's conditioning.
And so lately I feel like a lot of the work we've been doing has been testing, pushing the limits of some of these long held assumptions, right? Like what happens if we just like, let's screw our week up so that we have 2 days on, 1 day off, 2 days on, 2 days off, 2 days on, 1 day off. And like, and so every Wednesday we're taking, so now we have 3 days off and 4 days that we're getting work done, right? Now every Tuesday kind of feels like a Friday where we're like, cool, tomorrow is an off day and, you know, I'm going to go do this fun thing or I'm planning on watching this movie or I'm planning on going to lunch with my wife or whatever, right? Now you kind of get that Friday feeling on Tuesdays and Fridays. And I'm like, ooh, this is kind of cool. And then like on Mondays and Fridays, we've kind of tested the assumption, do we need to be in the office hammering stuff all day long or can we work, you know, maybe 4 or 5 hours throughout the day and get everything done that we need to do and just kind of do it less hours.
Burrito or something and just chill the rest of the afternoon.
Right. And so we tested that assumption and we go, huh, we're actually making more money now that we're actually putting less hours in and we're putting more faith in the people that are running things for us. And now our income is actually going up. This doesn't compute with this long held belief that's been baked into me for 30 plus years.
It's a struggle fest. It can be, but I think we're finally rearing our head on the other side of that battle. Mark Sacosta Rubio, I want to give a shout out to him too, because he was probably one of the first people or the first person that was telling us, coaching us to say, prioritize fun over your work. And you know, pre-schedule, I think he said 150 days off, like put it on the calendar, go travel somewhere. Or if it's at home or something, like actually put it on the calendar and say, no worky, no worky allowed. Maybe even drop the tech if you can. But like, I don't think he says that, but the whole, he is talking this, you know? And I think what we've done is we've probably taken a lot of his principles, Parkinson's law being one of them, 80-20 law is another one, and like a lot of the concepts that you've heard him talk. I mean, we've had Mark's on what, 4 or 5 episodes or something.
He's been on a bunch.
So if you want to get some of his philosophies, just type in Mark's, M-A-R-X, you'll find him. And I think we've just been like, we've mashed everything together. So back to that whole subconscious thing, I think we've just, I think we've dropped a lot of this tape that's been running in our minds. And then here in the office, talking about the environment, we can now see what we actually want. We can, when we go watch the, or when you look at the Reddit Battle Station subreddit, you see all these crazy setups. And it's basically people designing like an epic workstation or a game station,
which I'm in the middle of at home. I've got the desk and
you gotta send some B-roll for Jacob on this.
I will. I was actually gonna make like a blog post about like the progression as I build out this battle station.
I like it. Do it So that, but like now, for me, I can see it more like, oh, okay, it's tangible, it's cool. Like, and we can do it even if it's not tangible. I could see what we want to do with this space. We just got to really carve out the time and do it. But showing up here is definitely a get to, not a have to. And I think that's what, maybe that's, if we're tying a bow around things, it's really flipping that and like identifying in our business, where can we do more of that?
And also, you know, just kind of getting a little bit granular on that thing, you know, what are some of the things that we've done to this space to make it more enjoyable? Like we sort of referenced this earlier, we've actually got these stickers all over the office that say, this is going to be fun. There's one on our mixing board right here. There's one on my computer over there. There's one over below Joe's computer.
We'll take a picture of it for B-roll or something.
Yeah, there's
it's kind of cheesy, but it's awesome. It's like Matt's a label maker.
There's literally one on my water bottle.
Third up there.
I doubt this is in focus, but it says this is going to be fun on it. And I probably just screwed our focus too. I don't know.
carry on.
But, you know, and then I've got one on my laptop at home too. But the idea being pretty much whenever we go into a phone call, whenever I go stand at my computer to go and get some work done, have the mentality like, this is going to be fun. Like I'm going to enjoy this. Like that's just become my new mantra of right before I do anything, just kind of repeat that to myself out loud or in my head. This is going to be fun. Literally right before we hit record, Joe and I were like, let's have some freaking fun.
Yeah.
And then high fived each other. And like we hit record, right? Like that's the kind of stuff that we do is like, let's get into that mental state of whatever the task is. I get to go do my bookkeeping. This is going to be fun. Yeah! Like, I don't know. That might be an extreme example, yeah. But you know,
well, you got to get your head in the right space either way.
Yeah. But I even think things like bookkeeping, you can make into something fun. Like tell yourself, I really enjoy bookkeeping. I'm going to sit down and do it. I'm going to go make myself a coffee. It's going to be delicious. I'm going to put my headphones on. Yeah. I'm going to actually put on music with lyrics, because I don't really need to like have that close of focus while I'm just entering transactions while I'm doing bookkeeping.
So I'm going to go put on some numbers,
Dirty Heads or AJR or one of the bands I'm into right now, and I'm gonna bob my head and drink a coffee. Screw it, I'm gonna drink a beer while listening to music and doing my books, and I'm looking forward to this, right? Like, you can sort of mentally prepare yourself to look forward to any task. I think
that just reminded me, and we failed again. Why do we not have beers in front of us right now?
That's a good question.
Well,
we don't have a fridge in our office yet. That's one of the things.
That's probably the bigger thing. That's the one thing we're lacking in this whole thing. We have it in our minds.
We have other things that probably are a lower priority than a fridge, but we won't get into those.
Well, they help. But we need to get a fridge. Yes. So if anyone's trying to unload a fridge, just let us know and we'll come. No, I'm just kidding.
If you're in San Diego and you're trying to unload a fridge, that might be a story. But
this is this is how we're going to fill our office now with cool stuff.
Yeah.
Just if you're in San Diego and you're looking to fill out the Hustle and Flowchart studios and be referenced quite often here, then, you know, just give us a shout.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
We'll appreciate it.
We're talking to you, Steve.
And Bob.
Yeah.
And Dan.
We'll shout out Steve, Ryan. Bob, Dan, Ryan, Travis.
All the above.
Roland.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, Roland. What do you got?
Like, Roland's actually listening right now.
It's too busy. Yeah. It's too busy. I think this was really cool. So I think this wrapped this puppy up.
Man. Yeah, hold on. Let me look through my notes real quick. So have the mindset that what you're about to do is going to be fun.
Yep.
We literally printed it all over our office.
Make this it is obvious. Going to be fun. Make it obvious.
Just constant reminders.
I think a big thing too is just like actually act it as well. Like, don't just be boring. Like, I was reading some emails for the affiliate marketing promo we did recently, and I was like trying to inject a little bit of fun, but at least energy into it. You know, I was reading emails, so I wasn't trying to divert too much, but I'm like, you know, this could be just like a monotonous thing I have to say for people to get in an audio. But it's like,
I don't even know what you just said
I don't either. I'm just blah, 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 blah. But that's the point.
Yeah.
People won't get it.
Mm-hmm. You're drawing on. Yeah.
Exactly. So act like you're having fun.
Another tip from Ollie's video was gamify what you're trying to accomplish. That's not something we really touched on, but it's also something I don't feel like we've implemented too heavily in our own business, is the gamification
element.
We'll
get to it. I think we're getting there with ClickUp.
Yeah, with ClickUp, and also I was going to say with YouTube, because I feel like YouTube, there's a lot of like looking at the algorithm and trying to like game the system, right? There's a lot of
or work the system.
We'll say the system. Yeah. I mean, two ways to say the same thing, let's be honest.
You think you can game the YouTube brain?
Yes.
Good luck.
No, I don't know. But I feel like what we're doing with YouTube is, I mean, at least what I'm doing a lot of is I'm like analyzing a lot of other videos and going, okay, what made this video work? What made it not work? And then I'm looking at numbers, and I am kind of trying to turn it into a game of like, how do we get more views on our next video? But it's not really gamification in the truest sense. No, it's just like, kind of the closest example I could think of in our own business.
Well, Ollie was talking about, it's a game, and you know what? It's not something I don't think he said, but something that came to my mind is after he was saying gamify is, I think that's kind of what we have been doing though with ourselves lately, is having more fun in the moment, celebrating these little things here and there. You know, he was talking about color coding certain stuff, maybe, you know, and that's why I mentioned ClickUp, you know, like we are kind of color coding things. We're sprinting to certain things. I mean, you can kind of like make that an achievement, a milestone. I think we're doing better on the revenue side of stuff in terms of like appreciating, you know, like a promo did really well. Let's celebrate that. Let's go treat ourselves to a California burrito. We have done that, but we can do it again.
This episode is sponsored by the California Burrito Association, the CBA. I don't know if that's the thing.
Well, we just accept free burritos for sponsorship. It's cool.
But what you're just saying too comes to the next point that he brought up, was bring friends on board.
That's right.
Right. People. So one of the big points that he was making in his video was, if you work with with other people, bring other people into what you're trying to accomplish, it makes it a lot more fun, right? So like, even if you are a solo business, who can you be getting on phone calls with, and who can you be like working with as an accountability partner? Who can you like collab up with to make content together? Like, everything is a lot more fun when you're doing it with somebody else. Like, Joe and I got this kind of built in because we've been working together since 2007 now, where we're just like, you know, we're brothers basically. So, you know, we've got that built in where our goal is to constantly try to make each other laugh and goof off and have fun together. So like, we have that built in, but that's another piece of advice is like, figure out how to collaborate with other people, because that's just going to make it more fun. It's just always more fun to do stuff with other people.
Yep. You can't make me laugh though. Good luck with
that. I can tickle you.
Get away.
I know your armpits are tickly.
COVID.
Oh, yeah. All right. So,
but yeah, people, and also, you know, if it's, they're not in your business, bring some friends around. Like, give them some beers. Give them your business ideas. Maybe talk about your problems a little bit. Don't just like go into it like, you know, be my therapist kind of thing. But bounce your ideas around. Maybe, you know, if you're struggling with something, get some perspective from someone else. Because if you're just trying to hack it alone, I don't think I could do that.
Yeah.
Like, I need people in this energy, this kind of ping pong thing. That's why masterminds are great. That's why our flowchartgroup.com is great. You should be inside of there and ping pong and struggles. I mean, that's actually something Sue posts every Wednesday, I think, or Thursday. I don't know. Friday. Who knows? But it's like, what's your struggle?
One day of the week.
Yeah. What are you struggling with? Not a lot of people interact with that. I think it's partially Facebook algorithms, but also it's like, people don't want to share their struggles. Share your struggles. That's why we're here. You know, we're all sharing the basically the same struggles, but I feel like it's more fun when you put it out there and then you have some other people to help you out, you meet more friends, and then you don't have to do this alone.
Yeah.
I think that's the big takeaway.
And
there.
Feedback is valuable. Even if they're people that aren't like necessarily in your industry or do what you do for a business,
doesn't matter.
If you get them involved and get their feedback, I mean, at the end of the day, there's probably going to be more people who don't know you and don't know your industry and don't know your niche than there are people who do know you and your industry and your niche real well that you're going to want to buy your products. So it's always good to get feedback from people outside of the niche or the bubbles that you run in your business as well.
Sure.
So the other point that he was making on his video, make the environment around you more fun, put focus on designing the environment. And, you know, back to your point, that's why I've been kind of focused on like the battle station kind of thing of making this cool, fun environment even at home. So like, I really, really enjoy sitting at that desk as well.
Yeah.
You know, but we're obviously working on creating a cool environment here. We're sitting in a cool environment right now.
But also like, you know, getting some scents in here. You brought some candles.
Yeah, there's a candle. We play music a lot of the times.
Music.
Like when we're sitting there just kind of like hammering out landing pages or copy or something, we've got music going in the background a lot.
Yeah. We got some more lights we're going to bring in. Like, I don't know. There's actually Sue on our team sent us a recording LED thing that we can light up whenever we are recording. Jeez.
Yeah.
That's a tongue twister.
We got a
statement.
Comfortable couch in here that was a freebie that somebody was getting rid of, and we moved it in here so we can
a neighbor of yours,
lounge around on the couch and read books. We've actually got like a quiet relaxation area in our office.
Yeah.
We go and get burritos and we sit here and we'll watch like Padre games or YouTube videos while eating burritos.
We need to get that projector on the wall though.
We do.
Then it becomes a theater. Actually, that's where our whiteboard is. We'll just have to move the whiteboard because the projector makes more sense. It's going to be more fun.
Yeah.
We'll move the whiteboard.
We'll figure out where it goes.
All right. I think...
And then the last point, make the tasks you're working on more meaningful, which was kind of the first point that we hit on. So, yeah, I just wanted to go through all the notes and make sure we covered everything that we had on the list here. And we did.
Bam. That is enjoying the journey, y'all. Make it for yourself. What's your journey? What does your journey look like? I want to hear about it. You should go to flowchartgroup.com and actually comment about this.
Yeah.
Look for the post or just post randomly and be like, hey, here's where I'm at right now. Here's what I'm struggling with. Want to help? Got some feedback? Throw it in there.
Flowchartgroup.com
Tag
is where
us.
You do that.
We'll
you also help. Get the action guides too if you haven't signed up yet.
You could do that too.
Yeah, so that's another
plus. You got a couple weeks to do those, get those for free. But flowchartgroup.com, that's where you can do all that. Make sure to plug your email in there. And we have a fabulous sponsor as well.
We do. They're called Easy Webinar.
That is the name of their company, and it's a solution for webinars, everything. Webinars, all in one.
Yep.
It's not one of those all-in-one solutions that you just like can't kind of trust where they're trying to like branch out like way too wide in doing everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a lot of them. I don't like to name names. Throw shade.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Kids say, right?
That's more like flicking shade.
Flicking. Yeah, it is. Like, well, that's how I do it.
It's like you got shade on your fingers and then flicked it at them.
I don't need that shade. Take that shade. All right. So Easy webinar. Takes no or receives no shade, because why would they?
They won't flick shade at you.
That's, they won't do that, nor will they receive it, because they don't deserve to receive any shade.
It's true.
But you deserve to go check out Easy Webinar, because even if you're not doing webinars, I guarantee if you go to their website, which I'm going to give you a very special URL, I think you'll get some ideas on how to implement webinars into your business, mm-hmm. into a strategic and profitable and a fun way. Mm-hmm. Where do they go get hooked up,
Mr. You go to easywebinar.com/hustle. They're going to give you a discount. They're going to hook you up.
easywebinar.com/hustle. Fat discount just for you listening or watching. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And go check it out, because they are doing everything that that is right around webinars and way more than you probably thought was possible. So easywebinar.com/hustle. And to that, we would also like to invite you to comment. And please leave a takeaway, a hot tip, maybe,
in the flowchart
from group. This episode. Go head over to Apple or Stitcher or wherever you can leave a review for this podcast. Matt's like,
what are we do like about? To read reviews on the show.
We only do a call to action every time at the end of our episode.
But we're also supposed to read reviews when we say this, and we don't have reviews in front of us.
Too bad. Well, we need some more reviews, some fresh ones. So
yeah, give us some fresh reviews so we can read them on the show.
So head over to wherever you can leave a review. Apple's where we're going to see him probably.
You know, you should leave like a crazy review. Like, ooh. Talk about how my beard is better than Joe's beard.
Don't do that.
And how...
I'm watching you.
And I don't know. I don't have anything else. And Joe's got a tattoo on his arm right here.
I do, but I'm not going to show you unless you review.
And so in your review,
five stars.
In your review, you could be like, I want to know more about Joe's tattoo.
Well, I'm waiting. Go ahead over there. You get a high five with your 5-star review. Thank you for listening.
Share and with people. Love
share
you.
It around. Until next time.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, everybody, for listening to this episode of the Hustle and Flowchart podcast. For taking the time to listen, we want to give you something a little bit special. Every single episode that we do, we actually have somebody on our team take notes. We basically have a Cliff's Notes version of every episode where you can go and find all of the tips and tactics that they laid out, all of the resources that they laid out, all the good stuff from this episode. We actually have a nice simple notes version that you can find on our website. So go to evergreenprofits.com, find this episode that you just listened to, and give us your email address and we'll send you the notes. Thanks for listening.